Look at Chelek Dalid on page Shin Samach Hei, in the middle of Ois Hei. Okay. Last thing the Rebbe was explaining, that what is the two things that the king accepts everybody, the save upon him your face, umar upon him sheikhakes lakulam. Sheikhakes, it could be both ways. So he says like this, that the advantage of Yud Gimel Midas Rachmim of Elul over Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is that in Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, because you're back in the city, you need to be a unique individual, special people that can be allowed into the king. Elul, everybody is there. And secondly is that when the king is in the palace, he's only revealed to great people. But here in Elul, the king is revealed even to the lowest people that are in Midbar. So number one, it's accessible to everybody, even to people that are sinners. And he says, that's what it means, Mekabel, save upon him your face, means, like he says, to receive something means it already is in existence, and you're just receiving it. And then, Marpan Secha case means he's revealing something to the friend. And that's why he says like this, after the king accepts everybody, meaning there's already the will of the people to come meet the king. There's the will of the people to come meet the king. So therefore, the king is accepting what they want. And then, Marupam Seicha case is that he reveals to them a level from above. When they want to do tshuva, they want to come meet the king, that is even higher than intellect. It comes from Atzma Satainu. It's just the ultimate pleasure that Hashem has in connection and relationship to the Jew. So he said, Yishleimad, and here the Rebbe says it's even deeper. This that he shows the shining face, the smiling face, is time of the Lamaile should be Yisrael Atzma. Until now, the Rebbe was just explaining, it's the Tainug of Hashem wanting the Jews to do tshuva. It's Hashem's Tainug. Here he said, now that the Rebbe is explaining, you could say that even a greater level that's within the Yidden himself. Meaning like this, like he says in 21, that the mile of a Baal Tshuva over a Tzaddik is that Tshuva comes from the Neshama. The learning, davening, that comes from the level of Teira. Tzaddik is Teira. Baal Tshuva is Neshama. And we learned already many, many times that Yidden are greater than Teira. Yidden are greater than Teira. So therefore, why? Because Neshama touches the essence of the Jew, which is connected to the essence of Hashem, not the level of Teira, the way Teira is Seichel, or whatever it is. And he says on top of the page, Shelemaila mi'atainuk, shemekim ha-Teira mitzvahs the Yisrael, and even higher than the Tainuk of Tshuva. Rebbe is saying over here as follows. When a Jew does Torah mitzvahs, Hashem enjoys it. Hashem has pleasure from us doing Torah mitzvahs. But it's still from Torah mitzvahs. How about a Jew that doesn't have Torah mitzvahs? So on that level, Hashem doesn't have pleasure from the Jew because he's not behaving. He doesn't have pleasure from him. But there's a level in the Jew, the neshama, that whether you learn or don't learn, do mitzvahs, don't do mitzvahs, you're a Jew. And that level comes even higher than Teira. And he says, this level is even higher than the Tainuk of Tshuva, because Tshuva is also a mitzvah. There comes a Tainuk of Jew, Hashem, and nothing else exists. There's no Teira, there's no mitzvah, there's no Tshuva. It is just because the Yid has a neshama, that neshama is greater, the Tainug that Hashem has just from that. And therefore, what is he saying over here? The Jew that's at the level of Midbar, Therefore, there's no enjoyment of Torah mitzvahs because the guy's not doing any Torah mitzvahs. What shining face does the king show to this person? A level of tainug, a level of enjoyment just because the guy is Jewish, which is even higher than Torah mitzvahs, higher than tshuva. It's even if the dude just doesn't do tshuva.
I mean, if he doesn't do it.
He doesn't even do tshuva.
It's such a great level. How come we don't rely only on this level? We have to do tshuva on this level.
So the answer to that is, parents and children, that's why Hashem gives us this mashal, because we are brainless, nothingness, everything, nothing, not bittul. Listen. Parent and a child, whether the child rebels, misbehaves, hits the parents, spits at the parents, he's not any less child. So is the parent going to say, okay, it's my kid can behave like that, that's no problem, because anyway, he's my child, and I'm his parent. What's the difference? Is the parent the parent? What happened here? Is the parent the parent? 1 second. I don't know what the story is. Is the parent the parent? Yeah, the parent's the parent. Yeah, the parent's the parent. But is that the relationship the parent wants to have?
But here we're saying the relationship of the parent to the child is such a high level that you don't worry about what the child does.
No, not that he doesn't worry. It doesn't matter what the child does. To that child, do you imagine, the child that hits the parents, beats up the parents, rebels against the parents, right? Gets the parents locked up, whatever, yeah? And the parent still openly says to the child, I love you. You're my kid. Okay, whatever. The parent still says to the child, I love you. That you're not going to find too often. Not going to find, okay? There's a famous person that wants to separate herself from her father. There's a whole thing in the courts.
Yeah, they want a divorce.
Yeah.
Okay. And then that's not what's happening here. Here the Rebbe is saying that a Jew in the month of Elul, she's even greater than Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, you're in the city. You have to be a special individual. It's a special individual. Here, Hashem is, in the month of El, Hashem is showing a love to the Jew that even if you don't do tshuva, I enjoy the fact that you are mine and I'm smiling at you and we're close. What?
The concept of shame threat play any role here?
Shame what? It's shamed bread, but it shows of such a deep connection between Hashem and the Jew that nothing matters, even if the guy doesn't do tshuva. Basically, even if the guy says, I'm not Jewish. That's what the Rebbe is explaining, what the Alter Rebbe is saying. Marpanim Secha Kes. Don't do that.
He's worth something now.
That's a chassid.
He's this is Delukim that's covering the shemesh of the sun. He says, "Shetayn exam is galas the adam. Hamaeder beratin the tshuva." This itself, this relationship, causes the person to want to do tshuva. Zemaeder, that's like k'mayim lepanim. Hatayneg in alukus, meaning. Because Hashem is showing such a deep level of love to this Jew that awakens within the Jew the tainuk to do tshuva. Vachatainik Balukusu etzim a tainik shalai. Vazen naisin leakayach. A yesel is gabula minias vi kuvim loshu b'tshuva shleima. But the Rebbe is going to ask a really big question here, coming up. But now the Rebbe is explaining, not only is the king accepting the person, the savior upon him, office, because the person desired to go see the king, and therefore the king is accepting him. Here it's something that the king is showing to the person, the melech and the sod, is showing to the person a level of relationship that is above even doing tshuva. Now, when the king shows, why does the king do that? Because that awakens within the Jew the desire to do tshuva. That awakens within the Jew the desire to do tshuva. Because the face-to-face, like when you look in the water, you see a reflection. When Hashem shows this unbelievable love to somebody, that causes the person to awaken to tshuva. But now the Rebbe is going to ask, if so, it's not Elul anymore. It's a revelation from above. It's not Elul Ani Ludeidi. The Rebbe is going to ask, and it's not the person doing it. If Hashem is causing the person to do tshuva, and without it, the person not even interested in doing tshuva, so you're going to say that's the Aved of the Jew. It's not the Aved of the Jew. But this level, by the way, is similar to what the expression, there's an American expression that says, kill them with love. Take your enemies and show such a tremendous love to them that you kill them with love. This is the Eibishter, Melech Basod in Elul, is killing all the, so to speak, the negative Jews in behavior of Torah Mitzvahs. Hashem is showing such an abundance of love to them, they come back. Even in today's world, you see, as we get closer to Mashiach, the world is dark as the Eibishter shows us gashmistika things. The kids that are turning off from Yiddishkeit, when they're shown an abundance of love and acceptance, they come back. The bottom line is, they're lacking an acceptance, they're lacking a love, they're lacking, no matter who they are, I accept you as you are. And that's what Melech Basod is. The king comes out into the field. There are Yidin that are in the Midbar. They're not even interested in doing tshuva. And the king shows, displays such a tremendous love to these neshamas that they automatically feel accepted and loved, and they come back. And they're turning away. Speak to guys that are into this type of stuff today. Fish, Avi Fishoff, and such guys. It's because they're not accepted. They don't feel loved. They don't feel, you know, I love you for whom you are, not for what I want you to be. I love you because you are you, and that's it. Not your behavior, not because you're doing what I want you to do. The same thing, that's exactly what the Rebbe is saying here. The Melech Basod of Elul means you come to a Jew, especially parents, because he's a parent and king. You come to the parent and to the king, and the king says, you know what, no matter who you are, what you do, you're accepted, I love you. What happens, Altareva said, that itself is ma'eder the person to do tshuva. But Tzarech Lahavin that now involved Altareva asked, so now it doesn't make sense. The Mianal, Moven Shagilui, the Elul, based on this, what we're saying, until now, the Rebbe explained, that Elul is really the Aved of the Jew. It's just the stimulating of the Jew to do it, but it's not the Jew, not Hashem doing it. He's just coming out here. I'm here, you can come get me. But I'm not making you come get me. But the Chayr, according to this, is not that Elul learned Aknesin is Kerech La Aveda. That Kshamelech Basada Yashne Rushus. That everybody has the ability to meet him. Until now, the Rebbe explaining, the Rebbe explained like this: the king is in the field. Yeah, all he's doing is I'm available. I'm here. You can come see me. He's accessible. He's not awaken you to do tshuva. I'm here. I'm close by. You can come if you want. Here we're saying that the king smiles at the person in a way that he awakens within the person such a level of essential bond between Hashem and the Yid that it really doesn't matter what you do. So how can you say that's the davei develop? And that's what causes. So he says, "Afal b'kein aveda the elos ani ledeidi aveda sa'adam." So which one is it? Is it the aveda of the person? But according to what the Alter Rebbe is, the Rebbe is explaining in the Alter Rebbe, that it's a gilui of above any mitzvahs, above Torah mitzvahs, above tshuva, above everything. So that's not the aveda of the Jew. How do you get ani ledeidi? How does this happen in the level of ani ledeidi? And the Rebbe adds to the question. It's not only in the sinas keach alagam eiden, it also awakens moving gam chlolus in the melech basod. Okay, this adds really to the concept of the king in the field. Chamelech basod, he neisef, hare neisef shaoz yeshul chol echad or shus v'yeches the kabbal. Again, the Rebbe is asking on the essential muchel. L'chayda, we're saying that the fact that the king is in the field is only stimulating me. I'm accessible, come, but I'm not awakening you. He said, but that's not true, really. Because in the ayyadiyah shala'am, okay, the knowing of the nation that the king is in the field, but in the place where they are, they're in the field, me'edit at samaratzim lahakabu p'nei ha'melech. This itself is awakening the desire of the Jew to come to see the king. So how can you say it's nothing? How can you say the king is doing nothing? Here we're awakening him to do tshuva. The king is in the field. That itself shows I'm here, and that awakens the will within the person to come. So how can you say Elul is only the aved of the Jew? In 25, the Rebbe just says another thing. Especially when the person meditates, when the king is in the field, in order to become close to the people, in order for the king to do that, he has to take off his crown, take off royal garments, take away his royal place. So the person thinks, look at this. The king is coming to meet me. On my terms, and he's interested in even removing the crown, which is, so to speak, the crown jewels, the essence of the king. So of course that awakens the love of a person. So how can you say Elul is not that? Elul is only a stimulus versus the person actually being awakened. So the Rebbe is asking, the whole thing, it doesn't make sense to say it's only Avedus HaAdam. Number one, especially if the king is accepting them, showing the smiling face at them, so then for sure the king is awakening tshuva. But he says even more than the actual fact that the king is in the field and the person stops to think for a moment and he says, hey, 1 minute, the king is giving up his crown and royal garments and the palace and the throne to come meet the schleppers in the field. So the guy says, wow, that means the king wants to have a connection. So I want to be awakened. So that's again not ani ledeidi.
Is the answer that it's not a direct
stimulus? I don't know what the answer is yet. We didn't see it yet.
It's not a direct stimulus.
No.
It's indirect.
No. The Rebbe is going to answer different. The Rebbe is going to say, this that the Jew awakens to meet the king is not because of the king. Is because of the essence of the Jew. Sev Yishleim Me'abir Bezen Sharot and Shalom Lagak Lopnei HaMelech. The will of the king to accept the nation is Mitzad Etzem Mitziusam. It's their essence. Kivin Shamelech, who left Kolom, the king is the heart of the people. Okay, this demands a whole explanation, because this you can understand Rebbe Chassid relationship based on what Alter Rebbe is saying over here.